So I'm very excited to hear about your aging theories, that it's not in the genes, it's in the way the genes express themselves. What does that mean?
Yes, I think what we sort of conveniently forget, or actually didn't pay much attention, is to the reality that we all have good genes, and it's not a matter of whether we have bad genes or good genes, and in terms of how we age, it's how well our genes function. And that's what we call gene expression. It's the ability of these genes to function at an optimal level in order for us to stay young. So, and what we have understood, and we are beginning to understand even more with our age-lock signs, is that as we age, our genes actually get out of tune in a way. And if they get out of tune, they don't function as well, and therefore we age either quicker, but if they stay in tune, then we don't have to age as quickly. So, and our age-lock signs and breakthrough discoveries is related to the fact that we can actually influence the way that these genes get out of tune and actually help them to stay in tune and to act young. That is the biggest discovery that we have made in the aging process, and that's what we describe in the book.
Well, now, in the book you talk about there are certain things that you can do to influence the way your genes express themselves.
That is correct. And many of these factors that impact the aging process are external factors. And some of them that should be obvious to everybody is the fact that our lifestyle will actually impact how we age either quickly or slowly. Smoking as a lifestyle habit is obviously not a good thing to adopt if you want to live young and to have great quality of life as we age, because that has been shown time and time again to influence genes in a negative way. Proper nutrition is another good thing to think about in order for us to have a great quality of life.
Now, what about exercise and maybe sun exposure?
Yes, sun exposure is a big, significant negative factor on aging, especially on the skin. Hence the reason I think for most people, in fact for everybody, we should be concerned of not staying in the sun too long. And if we do need to go out into the sun, especially in the summer, we should be applying a sunscreen blocker and be able to block the UV rays from aging the skin.
Now, there was a part in there about eating fewer calories. Tell us how that works.
Yes. What we're doing is actually taking really begin to understand this incredible anti-aging benefits that we see in caloric restriction studies. We call those, by reducing calories, many scientists are beginning to see that they can actually prolong life, if you will. So, and we're getting to understand how that is happening inside the body, that caloric restriction actually affect certain genes that manage or regulate the aging process. So by understanding these genes and how they are being influenced by caloric restriction, we have actually found certain natural ingredients that have similar genetic impact on these age-related genes affected by caloric restriction. So, and then by blending these ingredients together, we are able to create a product or find a way for people to reap all these anti-aging benefits of caloric restriction without restricting calories. And that is really what we're doing with age-lock science.
Okay, so you're saying that we can eat what we want, but you have a product that's going to make it work better?
Yes, not to that extent. We still wish that people adopt a proper nutritional diet, but we can clearly add to the diet this new product that can actually help you to have a better quality of life and to feel young and to look younger as we age.
All right, what other kinds of lifestyle things? Is there something about exercise?
Yes, exercise is another important habit to adopt, because as we exercise, we can actually keep our muscles and our heart, our cardiovascular system in a most healthy state, and that will contribute to prolonging our life and helping the us to age in a healthy way. Another tip would be, I think sleep is important as well. It's a factor that we all should have a good amount of sleep so that our body can restore itself as we sleep. Exercising our minds is an important factor to consider, because not just our muscle, I would almost consider that our brain is another muscle that we should not forget to exercise.
And you have any tips on how we do that?
Yes, do take up a hobby. Think of things that you like to do. Continue to do creative things in whatever field that you are interested in. That is more than enough to keep the mind going.
All right, and you talk a lot about dying healthy. Would you like to talk about that here?
Yes. I think when I say dying healthy, what I really mean is the fact that we should focus on a new concept that we call youth span. And rather than focusing on increasing our lifespan, we should be talking about lifespan, and that is maintaining a youthful quality of life until your last living day. Lifespan is just an old definition of our life in terms of how many years we live. But with youth span, we are really now focusing on the number of years that we will continue to look and feel young. That is a far better goal for us to shoot at than rather than just saying, okay, I like to live up to 150 years old.
Oh, I'm not sure I want to live quite that long. All right, so would you like to maybe give us just a capsule of all the best things you've just said?
Okay. Well, the best thing is that there are new discoveries in genetic science, and we are dispelling any myth related to the fact that aging is inevitable. We can take control. We are able to control aging to help us maintain and preserve our youth. And it took us more than 30 years to get to where we are, but these new anti-aging discoveries are going to put us, all of us, in the driver's seat and allowing us to impact the way we age from this day forward.
And would you like to say anything about your website?
Yes, the book is called The Aging Myth, and you can learn more about the book that I've written on aging on the website agingmyth.com. And there is another website where we have used this new science to develop new products, anti-aging products, that is, on the website newskin.com.
And anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Thank you so much, Catherine. I think I hope everybody will get some messages that are useful to live long, younger.
Well, thank you very much. I hope they will, too, and I'll get your message out for you.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.